KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 55 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In local news, Red Oak Police said over the weekend, a Cass County man was arrested at around 1 a.m. Sunday. 35-year-old Kyle Christopher Archibald of Atlantic was arrested for OWI second offense near the intersection of Highway 34 and Avenue G. Archibald was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $2,000 cash bond for the aggravated misdemeanor charge. Officials of the Southern Iowa Rural Water Association, or SURWA, had said on Saturday that all SURWA customers served by the 12-mile treatment plant are under a drinking water warning. Previously, a boil water advisory had been issued. SURWA General Manager and Creston Waterworks Treatment Plant Manager Dan McIntosh said in a press release that the treatment plant is back up to full production capacity, so they now have the capacity, but they lack in water quality. And that's because their primary treatment method was not working as it should, according to McIntosh. He said also that we are working with our supplier to get the replacement parts necessary to correct the treatment issue, delivered as fast as possible, and installed. It's hoped a better time frame for the parts to be delivered and installed should be known by sometime early this week. McIntosh apologized for the inconvenience the situation has caused their customers and added that persons should stay tuned to local media and check out the SURWA website at www.sirwa.org for the latest updates. The Ringgold County man was transported to a hospital following a single vehicle accident Saturday night in Taylor County. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports 54-year-old Anthony Sickles of Mount Air was traveling south on Highway 25 at around 10:30 p.m. when his 1994 Jeep Wrangler left the road for unknown reasons near the intersection with 190th Street. Sickles suffered minor possible injuries and was transported to the Ringgold County Hospital in Mount Air by Taylor County EMS. The accident remains under investigation by the Taylor County Sheriff's Office, who was assisted at the scene by Taylor County EMS and Clearfield first responders. A former Northwest Iowa fifth grade teacher charged with multiple acts of sex abuse is expected to change his plea in a federal case filed against him. Court records say a plea hearing is set for June 11th in U.S. District Court in Sioux City for 36-year-old Curtis Van Dam. He's already pleaded not guilty to a count of sexual exploitation of a child and possession of child pornography. Federal officials say Van Dam made a video or videos for his sexual gratification. He's also pleaded not guilty to 146 Iowa counts, including 73 counts of sexual abuse. His state trial is scheduled to begin July 17th. Police say the charges stem from incidents involving numerous children over 4 years and that the crimes occurred at various locations, including Sioux Center Christian School, where Van Dam worked. An Iowa teen has been given a suspended prison sentence and probation for torching a famed covered bridge in Madison County that was featured on the cover of the novel, The Bridges of Madison County. 18-year-old Alexander Hoff was sentenced Friday after getting 5 years probation and a suspended 10-year prison sentence. He pleaded guilty in March to second-degree arson and first-degree criminal mischief. Hoff was among three people who set fire to the bridge in April of 2017. The two others, Joel Davis and Olivia Bergman, were sentenced to 5 years probation. The bridge near Winterset also was featured in a 1995 movie adaptation of The Bridges of Madison County. And Buena Vista University in Northwest Iowa has received a $500,000 gift to be used for a trading room in the school's business school. The gift comes from Bob and Jenny Peterson Foundation. The school announced the trading room will be named the Robert L. Peterson Commodity Trading Room, intended to foster collaborative learning through real-world business problems and allow students to apply theoretical concepts using real-time data. The space will include a stock ticker device, dual monitors, software, and terminals that are similar to those found in large investment firms. The trading room is part of the first phase of the Harold Walter Siebens School of Business, Siebens Forum renovation, which is expected to be completed in December. In our funeral announcements, Ruth LaVon Stewart, age 80, of Kansas City, Missouri, died May 30th. Funeral services for Ruth Stewart will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy Dottie Eichmann, age 87, of Templeton, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Dottie Eichmann will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Lendell John, age 60, of Imperial, Nebraska, and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lendell John will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Norma Baudler, age 75, of Greenfield, died Friday. An open visitation for Norma Baudler will be held today from 4 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, where the family will greet friends from 6 until 8 p.m. Richard Dick Jenkins, age 86, of Greenfield, died May the 10th in Nevada. Funeral services for Dick Jenkins will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mary Parker, age 69, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Parker will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Julie Nash, age 54, of Hancock, died Friday. Funeral services for Julie Nash will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Marjorie Lilly, age 84, of Des Moines and formerly of Stewart, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Marjorie Lilly will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Marilyn York, age 77, of State Center, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Marilyn York will be held June 12th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of the arrangements. Robert Bailey, age 90, of Perry, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be on June 23rd at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Tweak Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.